Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, I guess in the top of the show is Dr. Michael Osner. He is the cardiologist and has written The Complete Mediterranean Diet. It's a revision of his other book, The Miami Mediterranean Diet, which sold over 100,000 copies. Dr. Osner, when I think of a cardiologist, typically I think of somebody that's dishing out medication for lowering cholesterol or blood pressure, and you're dishing out a diet for people to lower blood pressure and live longer. How are you looked upon by other cardiologists in this way?
I think I'm looked upon kind of as an iconoclast. I mean, I really have been one of the early cardiologists. And I've, you know, been a member of the American Heart Association. I'm board certified in cardiology. But I came to realize a long time ago that, you know, medication's great, but before we embark on medications for the majority of patients, especially people that are healthy, we first need to make sure that they are doing the right things in terms of lifestyle, and number one on lifestyle is nutrition. So I don't think that we've come to the point where we need to just be putting statin, cholesterol-lowering medications in our drinking water. I think what we need to do is, as I say, eat food that is not processed, that certainly has all the nutrients that can keep us healthy, and that's been shown over and over and over again. In fact, I could story after story of the number of patients who came to me with high cholesterol, with high blood pressure, with early diabetes, who, you know, I put them on a Mediterranean diet, and lo and behold, after 3, 4, 5 months, I was able to take them off all medications. You know, medications are great for those individuals. There are people out there who have genetic disorders that, despite all of the things they do from a lifestyle perspective, they still need medications. And people who fall through the cracks may need surgery or stents. I say for the vast majority of people out there, it's a healthy lifestyle. That's what you need. And let's reserve medications and these other things for people who fall through the cracks or can't respond. And in my practice, that's a minority of people. The majority of people with a diet, the Mediterranean-style diet, with a regular exercise, 30 to 45 minutes of a walking program. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to run in the Boston Marathon to stay healthy. We're talking about walking, some simple stress management techniques, smoking cessation. That forms the basis of how we're going to stay healthy. I wrote my latest book, The Complete Mediterranean Diet. It's the largest book on the Mediterranean diet now worldwide, and I wrote this book because I want people to have choices. I've never had a person who couldn't find a recipe of food that they love. You know, you were correct when we started this talk, and you said, you know, diet conjures up a term in people that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be eating food that I don't like, and, you know, and that's not true. It's simply not true. I can tell you in over 25 years of utilizing the Mediterranean diet, I have yet to find a single individual who did not like the Mediterranean-style recipes, and it's a recipe that fits all palates and all ages, from the very young to the very old, and it, you know, certainly is easy to prepare. The food can be found in any grocery store, and you know, the other thing is that it is not an expensive diet. And as a result, I think this is where we should direct our efforts if we really want to talk about how we're going to practice preventive medicine and stay healthy. Just like you would for your car. You would not, you know, wait until your car literally was, ready to conk out. The regular preventive maintenance for your car and putting oil in it when it needs it and everything else. That's what our body is no different. Preventive care for our body is eating the right food, getting the right exercise. Again, this is what we did. We were descended from hunter-gatherers. This is our genetic makeup. We were designed to move. We were designed to eat foods that were non-processed from the earth and the sea.
One of the things I noticed in your book is that you got 500 recipes. I mean, you're really trying to make it easy for people to change your diet. I'm sure that, you know, everybody's going to find something they're going to like in here. You do talk about in your diet about, you know, in your book, the Complete Mediterranean Diet, about 14-day plan. Can people really notice a difference in terms of their blood pressure and their cholesterol levels and their heart and the way they feel in 14 days?
Well, the answer in a word is yes. I mean, if you take somebody who, for instance, has high blood pressure, and a lot of people are what we call salt sensitive, and they're consuming way too much sodium in their diet. You know, certainly you remove, you reduce the amount of sodium. And where do you find a lot of sodium in food? You find it in processed food. You know, you get a lot of the frozen foods and canned soups and, you know, and the like, and you find a tremendous amount of sodium in these products. And it's weaved its way into a lot of different food products. Well, you know, get that out of the food. Start eating foods that are fruits and vegetables, for instance, are rich in potassium rather than sodium. Sodium raises blood pressure. Potassium lowers blood pressure. And you combine that with some exercise. And also, let's not forget stress management techniques. I've talk about some simple stress management techniques that work, and all of a sudden your blood pressure starts to go down. And you know, this certainly has been shown.
I was going to ask you, in terms of blood pressure, what have you seen as a cardiologist? What have you seen when people do, like, for 2 weeks? What have you noticed in terms of their blood pressures?
Well, you know, we've seen patients in a matter of a couple of weeks. Some people take a couple months.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what I can say without question is that for the majority of individuals out there, switching from a highly processed, nutrient-depleted, high-caloric, typical toxic American diet to one of a Mediterranean diet, which is non-processed and nutrient-rich, you could start seeing blood pressure reduction in a matter of weeks to months. You could see cholesterol levels go down. You could see blood sugar levels go down. And it was interesting. One of the largest studies worldwide conducted on the Mediterranean diet was done about a year ago in Spain. It was called part of the PREDIMED study. And it was published in our most prestigious journal called the New England Journal of Medicine. And it compared a Mediterranean diet to a low-fat diet. And basically, they stopped the trial after a little over 4 years because it was unethical to continue it. There was a 30% reduction in cardiovascular death in those following the Mediterranean diet.
Wow.
And in the New York Times the next day following this study was a statement stating that this is a watershed moment in the field of nutrition. For the first time, a diet has been shown to have an effect as powerful as drugs in preventing what really matters to patients: heart attacks, strokes, and death from cardiovascular disease.
Is it the combination of foods that really works, or is it one or two or three different, you know, fruits and vegetables that you seem that really make a difference? Is there any supplements that really work for people to help their heart?
Very good question, and I'm glad you asked that. You know, there's certainly, everybody wants the magical ingredient. You know, is it the olive oil? Is it the fruits and vegetables? I think it's the whole dietary pattern. All of that, all of these foods in concert contribute to maintaining good health. As an example, what we understand is that one of the things that is very important is that we get enough antioxidants into our body. Antioxidants fight off these things called free radicals. Free radicals are these unstable oxygen species in our bloodstream that go around and they lead to heart disease. They also lead to cancer. So we all have this ongoing battle played out on a microscopic battlefield pitting our free radicals against our antioxidants. And so how do we mount a more robust antioxidant defense to eliminate these free radicals? Well, by eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables of all different colors. Interestingly, all the different colors of fruits and vegetables, the reds, the greens, the yellows, bring different antioxidants to the table that help to fight disease. The fish that I mentioned, the cold water fish that is rich in omega-3 fat, fish like salmon, are very important for health. We know that it's important for brain health. We know that it's important, for prevention of sudden cardiac death.
Dr. Osner, we're right out of time. I'm wondering if you could just give us like a 15-second, just tell us quickly about your book and where people can find it.
Yeah, The Complete Mediterranean Diet is on Amazon. It's on in most bookstores. And you can, if you want additional information, although I don't sell the book on my website, you can. There's a lot of information on this at www.drosner.com. And that's D-R-O-Z-N-E-R. So it's drosner.com.
Dr. Osner, thanks for coming on the show. It's been fascinating.
My pleasure.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Rich Ferrer producers and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. I want to thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the local health happenings in your community after this.